With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds of thousands have been left without. They're without power as Tropical Storm Francine heads north through Louisiana into Mississippi. The National Hurricane Center's Jeremy Rome says the danger posed by the storm is far from over, even though it's no longer a hurricane.
It moves briskly up the Mississippi River Valley over the next several days, and it weakens from the traditional wind perspective, but it doesn't weaken from the rainfall perspective.
And that has resulted in flooding and potential flooding. More than 391,000 utility customers in Louisiana without power, 40,000 plus in Mississippi, according to PowerOutage.us. Also at SRNNews.com, seeing the writing on the wall, House Speaker Mike Johnson scuttled plans for a vote on a funding bill to keep the government running for 6 months when the new fiscal year dawns on October 1st. The votes for approval of the short-term bill simply were not there.
No vote today because we're in the consensus-building business here in Congress with small majorities. That's what you do. That's what I've been doing since I became Speaker. We're having thoughtful conversations, family conversations within the Republican Conference, and I believe we'll get there. So people have concerns about all sorts of things. That's how the process works, and sometimes it takes a little more time.
The measure included a Republican proposal to require proof of citizenship for those registering to vote. Not sure if there will be a second Trump-Harris debate. The Harris camp says it's open to that possibility, while former President Trump insists that he fared so well in this week's showdown, there may not be a need for another one. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory following yesterday's rally. The Dow futures are up 87 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 52 points. This is SRN News. A newly published book is chronicling the history of radical ideas in American history, which are still impacting our country today. Tim Gegline is Vice President of Government Affairs for Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., and he writes about the dangerous ideas that have been bubbling up for many decades, especially during the 1960s.
The ideas that resulted in the radicalism of the 60s and 70s were born in American progressivism at the turn of the last century, in politics, in the law and legal profession, in theology, in the church. I go right through the entire laundry list to show how their terrible ideas have directly reshaped American life and culture.
Tim Gegline's new book is titled Stumbling Toward Utopia. It offers hope for citizens who want to reclaim traditional American values by getting actively involved in all aspects of local and state government. This is SRN News. Plans for a statewide drug prevention program in Kentucky.
Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman has unveiled the plans, saying the youth-focused initiative will fill a hole in the state's fight against an addiction epidemic. Coleman presented the details to the Kentucky Opioid Abatement Advisory Commission. The group approved his request to make a $3.6 million investment over 2 years to implement the plan. More than 1,900 people in Kentucky died last year from a drug overdose, but that was down 9.8% from the previous year. John Scott reporting.
An estimated 67.1 million people watched the presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump this week. That is a sharp increase from the June debate that eventually led to President Biden dropping out of the race. The Trump-Biden debate in June was seen by 51.3 million people. More details, SRNNews.com.